The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Mad Dog Duterte, is being investigated by the ICC for mass murder. The International Criminal Court has started preliminary examinations to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to establish whether they can prosecute the president of the Philippines for thousands of extrajudicial murders of his fellow citizens under the guise of getting tough on drugs. A spokesperson for Duterte claims that the president welcomes the preliminary examination because he is sick and tired of being accused of the commission of crimes against humanity, and if need be, he will argue his case personally and face the ICC. The Office of the Prosecutor of the ICC's preliminary examination to establish whether there are genuine national proceedings being conducted under the Philippine justice system, the ICC can only investigate if it sees that the Philippines does not or is unwilling or unable to do so genuinely. For those that are unaware of what has been happening in the Philippines since Duterte rose to power, is that thousands of men, women, and children have been murdered by vigilantes and Philippine police for merely being suspected of selling drugs or using drugs. The rest of the world, until this recent action by the ICC, has largely ignored these grave crimes against humanity. Prior to leaving office, U.S. President Barack Obama did take some action by raising the issue with the Duterte regime and suspended an arms contract with the arms nation after Duterte responded by insulting President Obama's mother, calling him a son of a whore. There should be no debate about Duterte's involvement, as he has no filter and often speaks off the cuff, and over the years has made self-incriminating statements to the press. The World Press has documented the following statements. Campaign promises to murder. When I become president, I'll order the police and the military to find these people and kill them. As a presidential candidate, Duterte said on March 16, 2016, that he would eradicate drugs in the Philippines by killing so many dealers it would cause a boom for funeral businesses. If you know of any addicts, go ahead and kill them yourself, as getting their parents to do it would be too painful. Hours after being sworn in as Philippine president, Duterte goes to a Manila slum and urges residents to kill drug-addicted neighbors on June the 30th, 2016. This campaign of shoot to kill will remain until the last day of my term. I don't care about human rights, believe me. An unapologetic Duterte vows no let-up as the death toll from his drug war nears 1,000 on August the 6th, 2016. I'd be happy to slaughter them. Duterte estimated on September the 30th, 2016, that there were 3 million drug addicts in the Philippines, adding that he would like them all dead. A year later, he said the figure had grown to 4 million despite his crackdown. On December the 12th, 2016, Duterte boasts that he had murdered suspects when he was mayor of the southern Philippine city of Davao. I used to do it, kill personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, so can you. If you commit corruption, whoever you are, I will have you flown by helicopter to Manila and I will toss you out. I have done it before. Why would I not do it again? This is just a sample of the incriminating statements made by Duterte, yet his loyal band of unscrupulous followers claim this is all fake news and that this is a witch hunt against the loud-mouthed, diminutive leader. Donald Trump, since becoming president of the United States, has said nothing on the matter other than to personally call Duterte and tell him what a great job he has been doing in the country. Could you imagine the outrage that would ensue if in the United States millions of opioid addicts were being hunted down and murdered by police, vigilantes, and if Donald Trump was urging the extrajudicial murders in the United States? U.S. citizens, for the most part, do not seem to care if their tax dollars are being used to fund blatant crimes against humanity in the Philippines. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.